We continue 19 lines up from the bottom on Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. We just got through discussing this Mishnah, this pasuk in Mishlei, called Bo'el lo yishuvu, and anyone that comes will not, anyone that goes will not return. And they will never reach Or Chaim, a long life. And we tried to understand what it was. What is it referring to? Originally, we said it referred to illicit relationships, and Kal V'Chomer, it included heresy. And then the second version, we said that it was heresy, and it was heresy, but not mean, but not illicit relationships. So we tried to bring a proof before, saying, "What do you mean, even for averus as well?" And now the Gemara is going to do that again to continue that theme, saying that for an avera, that should also be grounds to have the possibility to do teshuva, to have Or Chos Chaim. So the Gemara again says, "Umi avera lo? Are you telling me that from an avera you can't come back? Lo yasigu Or Chos Chaim v'atanya v'braisa," which seems to indicate the other. The opposite, and this is a famous Gemara which we always discuss, especially during during Tishrei. Amr lava Rabbi Yelezer ben Durdaya shelhiniach zona achas ba'olam shelo bo aleh. Rabbi Yelezer ben Durdaya, he was called Rebbe. Rabbi Yelezer ben Durdaya did not find one prostitute that he did not sleep with. He slept with all of them. Pam achas shama sheyesh zona achas bekrachi hayam paisinotelas kis dinrin bischara. And he was told that there is one zona in a faraway land, which cost a lot of money. So Natal kis dinrin, he took his wad of cash for halach, and he went over la shivanaros. He went over seven seas, the Gemara says, seven rivers, in order to reach this woman. Bishas hergo, when they were getting ready for tashmish, dvar haficha amra, she whispered something into his ear. Kishem shehefichazu. By the way, some say that she passed gas. Amra kishem shehefichazu ena chazeres lemakoma. Just like this wind that I am speaking to you is not going to return back to me. Kach Elazar ben Durdaya ein mekablin oso b'tshuva. You're done. Halach v'yashav ben shnei harim gvos. So he went and sat between the mountains and the valleys. Amar harin ugvos bikshol erachem. Please have mercy on me. Pray to God on my behalf. Amrulo, they said to him, Al sha'anu bevakshim alecha nevakash el atzmeinu. Why are we davening for you? We need to daven for ourselves. Shenemar ki haharam yamushu v'hagvos tumotena. They're all going to need me. They're going to shrink. So we need to worry about ourselves more than you. Amar shemayim v'aretz bikshal arachem. So then Elazar ben Durdaya said, heaven and earth, daven for me. Amru ad sha'anu mevakter malecha nevakash el atzmeinu. We need a daven for ourselves. Shenemar ki shemayim ka'asha nimluchu v'aretz kebeged tivaleh. They all were getting worn out. So therefore, they said, we have to take care of ourselves. So Amar cham ulavanam bikshal arachem. So then he said, sun and the moon, daven for me. Amru lo ad sha'nevakshim alecha nevakash el atzmeinu. We need a daven for ourselves. Shenemar v'chafra halavana ubosha achama. Amr kochavim mazal speak shel rachamim. So the stars and the mazalos should daven for me. Amru lo achen vakshim alecha nevakash el atzmeinu. The same thing. We have to daven for ourselves. Shenemar v'nimoku kol tzva shemayim. So finally, Amar he realized and he said, "Ein hadavar talui elabi." It's up to me. I can't have other people by proxy do my religion. It's up to me to change. Hiniach rosho bein birkav. He put his head between his legs. V'ga'a b'v'chia, and he cried uncontrollably, achi yatsasa nishmasa, until he died. Yatsasa baskol v'omra, baskol came out and said, Rabbi Elazar ben Durdaya, mizuman l'chaya ha'olam haba. Rabbi Elazar, they called him a Rebbe, he is prepared to go into olam haba, the eternal world. And what do you see from this story? V'ha'acha ba'avera hava umis. So here you see that it was an avera, that it was an illicit relationship. He did tshuva, yes. Umis, but he died. So lo yasigu Or Chos Chaim. So for an avera, also, you're not going to have a live a long life. So the Gemara says, not necessarily. In this case, he didn't live a long life. But generally speaking, for other types of averos, you can potentially live a long life if a person does tshuva. So what, why here it's different? Hasamnami kivan to avik beituva kiminus damya. Since he was so committed, so attached to this need to be with every single zona, it became like a religion, it became an obsession, and therefore it was like idolatry. And that's why he died right away, Lo Yasigu Orchos Chaim. But then now the Gemara continues about the story. Bacha Rebbe Ve'amar Yesh Kone Olamo B'Kama Shanim. There are those that can acquire Olam Haba in many, many years. Ve'yesh Kone Olamo B'Sha'achas. And then there are those who in one moment can acquire Olam Haba. Ve'amar Rebbe Lo Dayan Le'Balei Tshuva She'Mekablen Osan. And look at the power of a Baal Tshuva. Not only is he accepted or she is accepted, El She'Kone Osan Rebbe. They call him Rebbe. That's the kavod that he receives for doing tshuva. Al achas kama v'kama should all of us do proper teshuva. Okay, last two lines on the page. Rabbi Chanina of Rabbi Yonasan have a kazli bo'orcha. Rabbi Chanina and Yonasan were walking and traveling on the road. Matu lahano trei shbili. They came to a fork in the road. Chav patzi apiska da voris kochavim v'chad patzi apiska da beizonos. One road led to idolatry, and another road led towards the house of harlots. Amr le'chad l'chavrei nez. So they said, "Where should we go?" So Amr le'chad l'chavrei. One said to the other, "Nez la piska da voris kochavim." We should choose the path of idolatry. You know why? D'nachas yitzrei, as Rashi says. The Yetzer Hara for Avodah Zarah has been shechted. The Anshei Knesset HaGedolah, based on the Gemara in Sanhedrin, they shechted the Yetzer Hara for Avodah Zarah. So there's no problem. We can go that road, and we won't have any cheshek for idolatry. Amar le'idach, but the other one said back to him, "Nezel ha'pischa de bezonos." No, we should choose to go to the other one, the other path of bezonos. V'nichfei le'yitzran, we will kofe our Yetzer. We will overcome our inclinations. When a kavul igra, we will get a reward. Even though the Torah says we daven every morning, lo lidei nisayon, we shouldn't be put into a place where we want to test ourselves. Here they said, well, we can have the chance to get a reward, perhaps because the other option is avodah zarah. So there's certainly no problem with that. So kimatu hasam, when they got to the bezona. Chazinu Lizonos, they saw them. Iskanu Mikamayu. They were running away. They were running into their homes. So Amrle, so the one who suggested they go the other route, said to him, Minalachaha, how did you know that if we went this route by the Beis Zonos, everything would be fine? Amrle, I knew it from a pasuk in Mishlei, Mizima, Mizima Tishmora Alacha, Tavuna Tintzarcha, that from Znus, God will protect you, and with understanding, you'll be guarded. Amrle Rabban and Larava. So that was the pasuk, and that was his source. That's how he knew he would be fine. Amrle Rabban and Larava, my mizima. What does it mean, mizima? What does the pasuk mean? This word mean? Ilema Torah. If you would think to say it meant Torah dechsev bezima, because it's also referred to in other places as zima, umitargeminan, atzas chatoin, and instead we would translate it as a group of sinners, uksiv hafli eitza higdil toshia, but it also says hifli eitza higdil toshia, that with regards to zima, there's eitza and toshia, there's advice and salvation. So you see that zima could also mean Torah. So Gemara says, well, ihachi zima miboile. If that's the case, then it should have said zima without a mem. If it was referring to Torah, it should have said Zima without the Mem. Mizima seems to mean Znus. And that's what one Rebbe was saying to the other. That's what the source, Mizima, Tishmor Alecha, was referring to Znus. So Hachi Kamar, so the Rava said back to Rabbanan, no, I know, I understand the verse. Midvar Zima, Mizima means from the matter of Zima, Tishmor Alecha Torah Tintzarcheha, that the Torah will protect you. So any Dvar Zima will be protected by the Torah. That's how he would understand this Gemara. Nevertheless, we have the famous story here of Rabbi Elazar ben Derdaya, who became a Rebbe, or called, referred to as a rabbi, just for the one moment of real emistic teshuva. And then we have the story of the two Rabbanim, who were walking on the way, chose to go, put themselves in a nisayon, and passed the test, and as a result, were rewarded. Certainly not recommended for others to do, but That is what they did. Tosos here says in the top of Yud Zayin Amud Beis, Mikan Yesh Lumod Shederech Laharchik MiPesach Avodas Kochavim Kol Mas SheYachol Mishum Dechsev Al Tikrav Al Pesach Beisa. That similar to what we said before, that you're supposed to be marchik from Bezona Dalet Amos, and we extended it even to idolatry. So he says here they had two paths. One was the path of Avodas Kochavim, and one was the path of a Bezonos, and they chose to go to the Bezonos, not the Beis Ovid Kochavim, says Tosfos. So here you see that you should not pass by a church, and therefore you should walk around it or on the side of it, or stay, be marchik from it. What exactly means marchik? Maybe it means if the church is on the streets, or there's a sidewalk next to the church, you can stay on the sidewalk. Maybe it means cross over to the next street. But again, it's harchik mi, as the pasuk says from last time, to harchik mi ala derechecha. Stay far away. But here you see the rabbis chose to stay in one direction, even though they were putting themselves in a dangerous situation.